Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me, as always, are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, fellas?
Morning, 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 gentlemen. And
Chuck,
ladies.
All the listings, it could be morning.
Yeah. Yeah, as hey, Dave everybody. Has alluded to, we have a new co-host on the show. I've done nothing to prepare the audience for this.
But oh, well, no warning alert. You should have warned them.
You know what? This is a friend of your. This is a friend of Dave's. I'm going to go ahead and let Dave introduce her. She'll be our new co-host on the show, and then you can also tell everybody why she's here, Dave.
Why she's here?
Yeah.
I'm tired of talking to you two guys all the time. You're just dragging me down. You can't get nothing out of you guys. You got to pick me up. But this is a friend of mine. Her name's Malia. We've been friends for, guys, we're trying to figure out, several years now.
Oh, probably 15-plus years.
Yeah, And
put that name on a Post-it note and stick it to my monitor. Malia.
Malia.
Right by your
M-A-L-E-A-H.
Yeah. I'm terrible with... My memory is about as good as Dave's. Yeah, Dave, that's your name. Yeah. but welcome to Three Fat Truckers,
oh,
Malia.
Thank you.
We are going to have a blast.
Now, he didn't tell me this was permanent. I thought I was just coming on. I'm just kidding.
Well,
it depends. You may be fired by next week, so.
I'm sure. I mean, I told you guys. My opinion is
pretty. You may be here, and I may be fired by next week, too.
Complaining, you know.
Well, let's get the admin out of the way. Episode 63, recorded in the year of our Lord, 2024. August 11th, 7:49 a.m. What do
Local
we got, guys?
Listings time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Time appropriate greetings, of course. By the time
good
you
morning,
hear
this. Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Konnichiwa.
Okay. So tell us more about yourself, Malia. We got to know
what you want to share with us or what you want to share with the audience.
What do I want to share? Well,
that's not like getting put right on the spot, right?
I can feel people rushing off to YouTube. Oh, I got to see what she looks like. I got to see what she looks like.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Blonde, blue eyes.
She's hideous.
Hat.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
We're going to break YouTube.
No, I just appreciate you guys having me on. I was raised by truckers. You know, my dad was a trucker. My family, I have a lot of truckers in my family, uncles, that type of thing. So when Dave asked me to do this, I just thought it would be a neat thing. I shoot guns, ride quads, ATVs with my son. So we have a blast. I have two daughters, two grandkids, and four dogs, and Eric. I don't want to forget Eric. I'm sorry to list your last buddy, but yeah. So so it's just here, us here, and
everybody.
Yeah. So I'm sorry if I keep looking over. My team is finishing up right now. I run a janitorial company, so they're finishing up right now. I know it's your guys' morning. It's our night still until they finish. So yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Janitorial company. How long you been doing that?
Oh goodness, Dave.
10 years?
Yeah, I've been doing it quite a while. I've been a subcontractor for a while. So I ran hardwood flooring, demolition, you know, and just found my way into commercial cleaning. And you make more more money. It's consistent. So, yeah, I enjoy it. Cool. Plus, I love running teams. It's fun. Yeah.
Well, I hope you're ready for people to stop you in the street asking for an autograph. And
I don't think they'll be doing that.
And your car,
well, you never know,
stormed by the paparazzi and that.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, so let's get to it. What do we got, guys?
Yeah.
Well, first off, let's bring up what we did over the weekend. We had a wonderful show out at the Harvester Homecoming this weekend. I actually got to take Malia out there and let her see the first truck show to see what kind of content we throw out there. And I've been posting it here mostly all last 2 weeks, week and a half, trying to get some stuff out there. I know we got another show coming up here this weekend that Steve's going to head out to.
Yep. Over in Nebo, West Virginia, at the You Save Truck Plaza. It's for the American Trucking Historical Society. It's August 17th. Registration starts at 9 to noon. And they got, well, let's see. There'll be some music by the Cowboys. There'll be a couple 50-50 drawings. Live music, swap meet, and vendors, it says. So check them out. It's 5th.
Yeah, be there and be square.
Gonna well, go Steve's going to try. Interviews, get some video, some pictures. And
he's going to try some new. We're going to go into the
drone with me.
Drone footage.
Drone
footage of the show and
get to check that out.
There, yeah.
So you can see Dave's driving from above on his golf cart.
That's
I
right.
survived that. Yeah.
Well, it's got a mode where it'll follow you.
So. I mean, it's electric, but it scoots.
it does move.
I was surprised.
Yeah. We need about 3 more.
I kept saying, that? This is electric, really? Yeah. Like, you don't got to charge it.
No, I still haven't charged
that international cab over I put on the Facebook page.
Yes.
That black one.
Yes.
I didn't know they made the newer ones still, as far as the front end and the grill and everything.
When did they stop or making cab overs? You guys remember?
Probably.
I want to say cab overs.
Well, they still build them. You can buy one today. Freightliner still builds a cab over, but those are special order for they use them for the car hauling when they have. Because I've seen them come out of
And a lot of these, like them one Kenworths that we've seen and stuff too, were all overseas, whether it was Australia
right,
you know, across
what the I point, never got to see,
they weren't available here.
There at the end, some of the very last generation of cab overs were somehow or another they got rid of the doghouse in the middle of them. You could step up in and then just get up out of the seat. You had a little bit of a rise,
setting the motor down in between farther down,
dropping it.
Yeah, down. Okay. I guess that makes sense. That means the
one
frame
where you had the armrest right beside you that you had to climb up on to get into the bunk. Yeah,
and it would be 900 degrees sitting right there. Mm-hmm.
That's when they had
all the insulation was wore off.
Keep the fire off your legs.
That I had a 91 Kenworth cab over back in long time ago.
Just a couple years ago.
Yeah,
just a couple. 2020.
And I don't think I would have been able to fit into this thing now, just because I was so I was 162 pounds in those days. You know, it was. And nowadays I'm not 162 pounds.
just say doubled it.
About right. But yeah, you know,
there's
I was
bills
kind of
now.
there's two of me.
They're putting one through.
I always thought the world needed more of me.
Right,
and they got it.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, I had a queen size bed back there and everything. I loved that truck. I just, you know, I just hated not having my weekends, you know, and with a truck like that. I mean, it was in '96 when I had it. And it was already kind of worn out. But I remember seeing some of those new ones from the outside, but I never got to see them from the inside.
Was that the one you was in when you drove past the rest area? Hey, man! Yeah. Hey, man.
No, that was...
I always go back to that because that is my favorite story.
What
have I told that
about?
Story on here?
Oh, a couple times.
No, yeah.
Because I always
Malia,
ask
what
about
they're
it.
Talking about is up here on Highway 30 just past Columbia City. There used to be a rest area there. It's closed now.
You call it rest area.
It was a den of sin.
It was a den of sin. A lot of male truck drivers went in.
A lot of male on male.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't just truck drivers. It was just,
yeah.
There was a 70-year-old man that was going back and forth between the eastbound and the westbound side. He had an aerial on top of his.
So he was bi.
Yeah, well, no, he would sell is what he wants.
What makes me think of that rest area, Bill, is the, I don't remember what goofy movie it was where the guy goes in a rest area and falls down. He falls on top of a guy. Hey!
Well, I mean,
all of a sudden the cops come in and bust
it's no bit of an exaggeration.
It's terrible. Yeah, so it's closed, right? You guys said.
Yeah,
so,
it's closed.
Yeah, so good.
Dug anyway, up. And they're trying to hide it and everything.
Had a friend that he drove with that was a nice guy.
Super nice guy.
Rest in peace. He just passed away not that long ago.
Right.
But he was openly gay. And
once he came out to me, yeah.
Uh-huh.
To me. And, did I say it was to me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was he came out on you or in you?
To me. I got out of the way real quick,
oh,
just in
my,
time.
My facial expressions were going to get here. It's like, anyway. I can't hold those back.
He's traveling with other guys when they used the CBs more back then. And they start grabbing by and everybody else is like, they know what happens in that rest area. And this guy gets in there. Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill.
Well, no, another back in those days, we used to run
private two ways.
Well, we used to run in convoys a lot and shooting shit on the radio. It was back before the phones and everything. And somebody needed to piss, and another guy said, well, we got a rest area coming up here. And I said, you might not want to go in there because there's no actual facilities. You got to kind of pee outside unless you want to use a port-a-john. And you whip something out in there, you might look down. There'll be somebody hanging off the end of it, you know. That kind of thing. And I'm not exaggerating. It's no joke.
And there's nothing wrong with being gay.
I told you, I'm in the cleaning industry.
There's...
You're talking about restrooms. I'm like,
back in the day.
These poor cleaning techs. Yeah. That's all I'm thinking about all
the time.
But
if you're straight and you're a little scared...
they don't bite.
Which...
Well, maybe they do.
They bite a little.
That's why I use disinfectant.
He's speaking from experience, Dave.
Yeah, you got to get rid of all that.
Who's the comedian that complains about all the gay guys that are giving blowjobs now and they are doing a parade? And he says women ought to be pissed off. They've been giving blowjobs for a year and they don't got no damn parade.
Yeah, there was a comedian that did jokes on it. I mean, you know, but he said, matter of fact, it just... You know?
He says, why should they fuck up my day? Why should they screw up my day and make me drive 30 miles out?
I have my Bible right here, you know? It's like right here. I knew I was going out with Dave.
Almost smell the flesh burning across in his forehead.
It's like...
Actually,
so he has me on. I have to help balance him out. It's like,
I'm glad he did that. That way I've got a reason to mark it as explicit.
If you're balancing him out, I hope you have a wheelbarrow and a shovel.
Right.
Oh, geez. Yeah, but to finish that story off, yeah, we get going by, and there's another truck sitting in the rest area in my company, and a buddy of mine sitting at the picnic table, arms like this, legs spread eagle. He had some
Daisy Duke shorts on.
Look at that boy with the Daisy Dukes on. Sitting at the table just like, come get it, boys. You know, he was a big boy, too. He was about 400 pounds of... Big mean loving. I'll tell you what. He sees me going by and he runs.
He was 160 something. Oh boy.
Here's the bad thing. His truck though was turned up and mine was not.
Man, he could catch you.
Because yeah, he caught me. Hey Bill. He sounded like Paula Deen to listen to him talk. Hey Bill, how you doing today? I'd been so long since I seen you.
How do you know your name?
He worked.
We were good friends.
Oh, you were. Okay.
Yeah. So we hired him. He lived in Central Ohio, and they were trying to set up some cockamamie plan of shuttling trailers back and forth between, I can't remember if it was Ohio or PA or whatever, but they needed to hire a couple people out there to get the chain going. It ended up not happening, but he stayed on. But when he would be in the yard, he really didn't have anything to do, and he just kind of, I started hanging around with him because in those days I wasn't, that was when I was in between marriages and didn't have anything going on. And we hung out all the time.
Oh, by the way.
No idea I was dating the guy.
By the way.
In your head, you were in his head.
Let's take a pause.
Glad I could help, you know.
Let's take a
pause here.
The reality others create in their head. Yeah.
Let's take a
God knows I've created enough realities in my head to get me through.
It's like I probably did.
Let's take a pause right here for 8 seconds or so.
Oh, has it been 15 minutes? God sakes, it has.
Time flies.
Yeah. All right. So when we return, England takes gold.
We're on its highball. High pole.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Back to live action.
I didn't think that thing was going to get over the pole.
I didn't either.
There was a video, and I should have got it downloaded. There was a video where a pole vault is this. There's all kinds of crazy shit
where
going
it
on.
Catches his underwear.
It catches his.
I'm not watching. Yeah.
Catches his schlong. He's pole vaulting, right, and he goes over like he does, and he comes down, and he'd have made it too if not for the fact that he was sporting about 10 inches of extra man flesh.
Okay.
Right there where. It's of no use to anybody, and it caught the bar and brought it down, and that's
the description is priceless.
I was gonna say, yeah, that was all I can think of. Bull nuts right now, you know.
I'm watching the face, Malia, as he's saying this.
And I'm just like,
and you're like gritting your teeth, not trying to smile.
I was like, yeah.
Because
the whole time I wanted to say he got I did actually. It's a little blurred, but
from a woman's standpoint,
how do you get 10 inches disqualified that he can't use?
Well, my first thought was didn't he get disqualified for that? I thought when I read it, it's like he got disqualified for being a man, but then. We have men and women's sports.
I don't know. There's
been
bunches of them. Did he win the women's or something?
So that was my first thought. And then, I don't know. I would have to show you on
the tape. Well, I don't think it was a
third thought, but...
It wasn't a woman's event. I think it was... He was a man competing in a man's event.
No, he was.
There's no way he could have hid this thing.
No, he was. I'm just saying, like... I think it got him disqualified.
And you know what? Fuck him.
He's a man getting disqualified in a man event for being a man. But yeah, we have men
for
in
being
women's
one hell of a man
who win medals for being men in women's.
Well, they were making jokes about that too. Well, did he win? Like, did he get disqualified from the women's event? Yeah.
No.
Well, no, he wouldn't have. He would have got gold for that.
He knocked the pole over. That's. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's. His poll knocked the poll over.
Around this topic.
It doesn't matter what part of you knocks the poll over. It just happened to be, I didn't win. My dick knocked it over. You know, yeah, fuck you. You know what? You know,
that's going to live in infamy.
Just for that.
Yeah, you're right. This has to be explicitly marked as.
I mean, that was going to happen. But he caught it sideways, dude. That's what gets me, too. Yeah. There was enough there to catch it. So, oh, damn. I guess I lost another one. Fuck you.
Do over.
I think
do
we struck
over.
A nerve, Dave.
I do too. I mean, just because us. I mean, it was cold. You mean I made it over, but it was cold. It was shrunk. You know.
Well, look, man.
It was an innie, not an outie.
I told you this story too. I was on 57.
I don't have
over.
Much to add.
I was on.
You managed to flop right over.
I was on 57 heading north, and this guy, I'm a smart guy, but sometimes simple shit just flies right over my head. And a car is next to me, and it's like doing this number where it's like going forward and backwards and forwards and backwards. And finally, it got my attention. I look down, and this guy's hung down to his knee, and he's sitting there playing with it, looking up at me like, hey.
Where you know, I had the same out thing in the strangest places. Bill. It's like with this strange.
I wanted to pull over and beat the hell out of him because you got
he wanted you Bill, to pull over and beat him too.
Well, no, I wanted I wanted to
why
know.
I carry a pocket knife and I shoot
you got I'm like, this is you like, got something like that and you're trying to get a man. What the.
I think he's just getting showing everybody because he's proud of it. Because I had a guy.
Well, I can respect
in the middle
that.
Of the night going up 69. It's dark. Here comes this little S10 with the dome light on. And I kept watching my mirror and kept getting closer and closer. And then all of a sudden it slowed down beside me. And he's sitting in a little S10 and he had that thing out. And I swear to God, the tip was up to the top of the horn on the steering wheel. He's sitting there holding it.
I have traveled a lot and I swear I've never seen this. Like, well,
because they're looking for men.
In a truck, you can see down in the cars a little better than you can.
Yeah, well, you're right. I do remember.
And why are we talking about penises with
our first female
guest on the show? What is up with this?
You guys have a fetish here. I just
we're trying to get everybody included, Dave, all genres.
All right, yeah, that's
envy going on here.
I don't know what got us on that subject. I
pole vaulting.
Pole vaulting, a little envy.
You know, the problem with women pole vaulting is sometimes it sticks when they go over the pole. You know, sucked in.
You see the one where the guy did it and it went up his...
No, I seen it went up his shorts. It caught the pole on the way down. He caught the pole.
Why couldn't that happen?
Pole come
that
out,
dude.
It was brown on one end, Dave.
Maybe it did, that's why he's built like that now.
That could be, yes. So, back in the world of
live
what else went on this week, Steve, Bill, Malia, how was your week?
Well, you know, we didn't really talk about the truck show. We talked about all this other pole vaulting stuff.
What was your first take on the truck show? How did you receive it?
Once I survived Dave's golf cart ride, and I got on my feet. I enjoyed it. I love trucks.
Was Dave drinking and driving there?
Speaking of drinking and driving...
Him
She's
and his
bring
ghost stick is basically drinking and driving. He sticks his that in everybody's face. He's like over here talking to everybody. Whizzing around. You got to hold on. And he cuts through everything, too. So it's like he knows all the parking lots. You know, parking lot hopping, you know.
Well, garbage man, 30 years. You know every parking lot in Fort Wayne.
So, I mean, you know, I enjoyed the tour you took us on because I didn't realize how big it was back there in the harvest, you know, back in the industrial area of it. It's
and they've tore half of it down too. Yeah. So, even amazing.
I love that. The scouts, you know, I really like those. So
yeah, I was just going to say, for those that don't know, what is the International Homecoming and where was it and what's it all about?
Me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, you tell them, Dave. You know what it is.
What it is, the International Homecoming is the factory that closed in 80 or 90. Three, I think it was.
Oh, closed. No. That's 81.
Was it 80?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
81 it closed?
Yeah.
Okay, International Harvester closed here in Fort Wayne, and they have a homecoming where they do a truck show, and everybody comes back to the actual factory, and they do their show trucks, and they show the old place, the old factory, which it is now, and it's a truck show, and it's getting bigger. We had people there from California that came out there was five trucks, I think they did. They brought from California.
The green and white ones.
They were beautiful looking trucks. And so they're doing pretty good in trying to grow it, but I think this was the third one they had. Inside the actual factory, there is a little museum. I didn't take Malia. Did you guys walk all the way over there and see it?
No, I just enjoyed all the trucks. I mean, I couldn't stop taking pictures of just all the trucks.
Yeah. And then while we were there, it's scouts, it's harvester pickups, it's semis, yeah, even a few farm tractors were there, even though they weren't built there. But and then we also run into a local Indiana guy, and he makes a tea that's right there.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes, and Malia found it and said something to me, and I went over and looked it. It's in our show notes if you want to go look at it. Go ahead and tell them what it is.
Yeah, I went over and he's Hoosier Tea Daddy. So it's locally brewed. It's a local company, but all of his labels, if you look at his labels, all of his labels are created from some area of Indiana. You got the Cherubusco turtle on there, you know, and that type of
There's
thing.
A flying
really cool.
Saucer
yeah, yeah.
Well,
Dave knows the story on that one. I don't know.
The scout is from the International. That's why he was there. Then he's pulling the campers from Goshen.
Yeah.
There was a story years ago about a Amish man that seen a flying saucer up in LaGrange. And
he was just on Applejack, dude.
Whatever, but he put that in there and he's got, but each can has a section of Indiana and each bottle tells the story. And he's out of Fort Wayne here, so it's kind of neat. And the tea was wonderful.
So is he from Busco since he's got the turtle, or what?
No, he's from Fort Wayne. He's a Fort Wayne guy.
It's odd that unless there's other ones that have more stuff besides.
Yeah, and each bottle tells you a little of the history of what goes on, and he does it in the picture form. You know,
tea's really good, though. The sweet tea was really good. And I don't drink tea, but so I just gave it a shot because he was a local guy.
But if you look down, you'll see some of the other ones, the unsweet green tea. And like I said, each bottle has a little bit on there. So you get a chance to check it out. It's not the cheapest tea, but yeah.
No, but his setup is neat, too. I mean, I just love the whole scout with the camper.
Gummy bears where they make the gummy bears up there and Plymouth that way.
Yeah.
But when we were literally there to look at Tobias T, he had that little trailer and a little scout pole in it and a side window in it. And that's what he sold the tea right out of. So it was kind of a neat hometown thing, but he's all over the internet. You can go out there and buy his tea and check it out.
I like his little, his pictures and stuff here. Cause like the one with the gummy bears has got the Duesenberg in it from all over.
Yep.
And
yep.
Yeah. That's,
yeah, so it's his little myth of how he.
Then there's popcorn popping like Van Buren Weaver.
It's funny watching you guys on the screen here. You guys are all looking at a screen, and I'm just like.
Well, I got three screens.
I know. I'm sure you do. I got like
I got
one.
Four.
I got one.
I'm lucky to like operate.
I got two up right now.
Yeah.
It's funny. It cracks me up. It's like if I tried another screen, you guys would disappear. I'd be like, and I would think I was off air, and I wouldn't be. I'd be like saying all kinds of stuff.
God, I've got about three monitors I'm not using too.
Yeah, we will make sure you're
one way or the other. We'll get you
fixed up.
We'll get you going.
How are your guys' driving skills far as mountains? Do you think you're pretty good?
Hold my own.
Did you see the video I put on the thing of this dude going down
the thing?
Facebook. Going down
stop ramp.
I'd love to say yes, but we all know better than that.
Yeah, but no, no, no.
I've always wanted to drive down one of those just for
fun. Well, there's a video on here, this dude doing these hairpin turns out in California coming down this mountain where they actually hold the traffic back so he can swing out and make the turns and everything.
Yeah.
And just watching the video made me nauseous, dude.
You'll have to friend Steve so you can check us out on Facebook, so.
Well, it's on our Facebook page.
It's on the Three Fat Trucker page.
Three Fat Trucker, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you share it in the group, or is it just
the group?
I don't know how this shit works.
Oh, my goodness. You probably got to follow it. Like, you got to follow me. I don't
know. Follow it.
Watch the guy go down the hill.
LOL.
Because it's a big W900. You can't see over the hood for the next curve up and over, and it's like, where'd the road go?
So if I see it on the Facebook, I'll go ahead and put it on X. I'll get it out there on TikTok and Instagram so everybody can see what we're talking about.
I'll reshare it, too.
Because our it's team, same place our social networking National team is the old guy that don't know shit, but.
Which is which one?
Me.
Y'all gonna raise your
hand? Oh, it's yeah. actually Dave. I gotta Dave's hand it to Dave. Dave, Dave. He's our social networking guy. He's our freaking TikTok video guy. What, Dave?
It's like yeah. a flatbed red. She has quite a few followers. She has one more. I just started following her. Yeah. But yeah, I love her artwork. And
she does. She does really.
She
good
was
work.
At. She was at the event.
At the Harvester. Yeah. Yeah.
She gets around to quite a few of them. And actually,
she has. I a wish calendar I on that. Hers. Well,
well, we I enjoy following her. It's like,
we have kind of real jobs that takes a lot away, but well, guys.
She's got the best calendar. Yeah. If you're wanting to know where the next or 2 years out, where all the truck shows and events are going to be and when.
I would say I watched her on your guys' show. She was very knowledgeable about the next show.
Well, her website's got a calendar on it that's completely decked out. So that's what is her website? What is her?
Flatbed.red.
Miss Flatbed Red. Yep.
Yeah.
Is it dot red or
dot? I think I when she was on your show, I swear she said dot red.
Okay, that'd be that's kind of.
But
cool.
I think she also said so they all take you to her website if you go Miss Flatbed Red or right. Flatbed.
I mean, she
dot
bought
red.
Them all.
Yeah, I think because like she was like looking on your
kinda,
show,
kind of like we yeah. did. You know, yeah.
I bought as many as I could.
And I think she said something about coloring books too, which I thought was
yeah.
Pretty
she
cool.
makes coloring books
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
busy
for all those kids and. Right now, it's adults too. It's like Dave colors.
All right. Yeah. Well, we will be back next week. What? What's that you said? We will be back next week, kids. The show is going to go weekly now. You're welcome. And we will see you then. Until then, I've been Bill.
And this is Dave, hoping we can get Malia to come back on and continue with this.
We're going to talk about polls.
Thanks for stopping
bye,
by.
Guys.
Have a good week.
See you, folks.
Bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.